Chapter 13, Elevated Play, Bridging the Gap Between Sports and Cannabis Advocacy. Introduction. The world of sports and cannabis advocacy have intersected in ways that few could have predicted. Athletes are challenging stereotypes, advocating for change, and finding the benefits of cannabis in their athletic pursuits. Elevated Play is a comprehensive exploration of this emerging intersection, offering insight, research, and personal stories that shed light on the evolving relationship between sports and cannabis. History of Cannabis and Sports. Examining the historical context of cannabis in sports, from its early use to modern-day restrictions, the historical tapestry of cannabis in sports weaves a fascinating narrative spanning from ancient civilizations to contemporary athletic arenas. This chapter delves into the roots of cannabis use in sports, tracing its journey through time and examining the intricate web of regulations that shape its present-day status. Early use in ancient cultures. Cannabis has deep historical roots, with evidence suggesting its use in ancient cultures for medicinal and ritualistic purposes. In ancient Greece, for instance, athletes were known to use cannabis as part of their training regimen, believing it enhanced performance and aided in recovery. Similarly, ancient Chinese texts mention the plant's therapeutic properties, suggesting its use to alleviate pain and inflammation. Changing tides, cannabis in the 20th century. As societies evolved, so did perceptions of cannabis. The early to mid-20th century saw a shift towards criminalization and stigmatization of the plant. This transformation impacted its presence in sports, as athletes faced increased scrutiny and penalties for cannabis use. Cultural Revolution and the Counterculture Movement. The latter half of the 20th century witnessed a cultural revolution with the emergence of the counterculture movement. Cannabis became synonymous with rebellion and anti-establishment sentiments, influencing sports figures like the iconic basketball player Bill Walton, who openly advocated for its medicinal benefits. Modern-day challenges and regulations. Despite evolving attitudes towards cannabis, modern sports organizations grapple with defining boundaries around its use. While some leagues have loosened restrictions, others maintain stringent anti-cannabis policies. Athletes find themselves caught between seeking potential therapeutic benefits and navigating the consequences of violating anti-doping regulations. Medical cannabis and changing perspectives. The 21st century has witnessed a growing acceptance of medical cannabis. Athletes are increasingly turning to cannabis for pain management and recovery, sparking conversations about the need for nuanced policies that distinguish between recreational and medicinal use. Conclusion. The historical journey of cannabis in sports reflects broader societal shifts in attitudes and policies. As we navigate the intersection of athletics and cannabis, the conversation continues to evolve, raising questions about the future of regulations and the role of this ancient plant in the modern sporting landscape, highlighting notable athletes who have openly discussed their cannabis use and its impact on their careers. A growing number of athletes have been open about their use of cannabis, challenging stereotypes and advocating for its potential benefits in the world of sports. Let's explore some notable figures who have embraced cannabis and how it has impacted their athletic journeys. Ricky Williams, football former running back, openly discussed his cannabis use, emphasizing its role in managing pain and stress. Williams has since become an advocate for cannabis reform and holistic wellness. Nate Diaz, the UFC fighter, made headlines when he openly vaped CBD, cannabidiol, during a post-fight press conference. Diaz credits cannabis for